بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the Asharaf of Dara Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawamat Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa.
Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر لقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر لقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نہ خدا بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بسنا خدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر لقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our illustrious Dada Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu has this title, this beautiful bayan and this dua towards Allah Rabbul Izzat Ked Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. And Hazrat has taught us, we learn from our Sheikh and our beloved Dada Sheikh, that this is the reality when the kalima La ilaha illallah penetrates our heart. And we do the cause in ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we learn about the greatness of Allah. And then when a person makes the zikr of Allah, then a person goes through the whole ocean of the love of Allah. And he reaches this height, which is the height of being close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then when a person says La ilaha illallah, that, ah, O Allah, who is there for me besides you? There is nobody for me besides you. And as Hazrat teaches us, any person with a heart, if a wife tells a husband, that who is there for me besides you now? There is nobody to see to me, my parents all passed away, etc. And if he's got a heart, then he'll melt. And he'll tell his wife, I am your support. Whatever you need, I will do for you. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of hearts, Allah Ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, and Allah Ta'ala is the only one there for us. But when a person realizes this and recognizes Allah Rabbul Izzat and says this from the bottom of his heart, then see how Allah Ta'ala takes care of that person. Then that person has got no worry because his support now is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us here how to get this reality into our lives. And that is why Allah Rabbul Izzat has commanded us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That, O people of Iman, if you have recognized Allah, then the sign of that recognition, you want to get closer and closer to Allah. And that is what is called ittaqullah, inculcate taqwa. In other words, stay away from all those things that displeases Allah in the slightest bit. And then where you will learn this, kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Just be what the true righteous servants of Allah. Those who have did this cause in the ma'rifat of Allah. Those who have got that kayfiyat ihsan, that all the time they in the presence of Allah. You sit with them and then you'll come to realize the reality. And then you will get an inkling of the ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then a person will realize, I've been reading kalima all this in my life, but I still haven't recited kalima properly. So this is what we come to learn here, that Hazrat is teaching us that this is the ocean of love that we have to swim across. And as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, the example of this is like two people that are standing on the shore of a river, at the river bank, and the one person is looking at the flow of the river and how strong the current is, and he's thinking, how I'm going to cross over that river. The other person, he's standing there at ease and comfortable, and outwardly it looks like both these people are in the same condition. But the one that is looking at the river and worried, I am going to cross this deep current, etc., he still have to go through the cause of the ma'rifat of Allah. The other person, he swam across and he came back already, and he knows what the current and the flow is. So the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the company of their mashayikh, they have swam through the current of the ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they will teach us this path. And that is why Allah says, just hold the hands of the friends of Allah. Otherwise, this ocean of the love of Allah is not easy. And as beautifully one of the great mashayikh mentioned, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki rame. Hum chal rahe, tum hamare saath chalo. Alone you won't able to tread this path of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You won't even understand the beauty and the greatness of this path. Hazrat says so beautifully, Am chal rahe, we are walking on that path. And the friends of Allah Ta'ala teaches us another important lesson in the statement. Never ever think that I've reached the shore already. We are all the time walking. We're going to fall, we're going to get up. You can be a sheikh also. You're going to slip, you're going to get up, and you will be carrying on treading. But when you got the guidance of the mashayikh, then you'll able to pass through. So Hazrat is teaching us here, Mera koi nahi ah tere siwa. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا. خدا which means in reality as خود, that is واجب الوجود, Allah whose existence is definite, and Allah Ta'ala who is ever existing, omnipresent, and Allah Ta'ala's existence, we can't see Allah Ta'ala with a naked eye. To laak parde mein hai, lekin sakht izhaar tera. But there is clear manifest of the qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person who comes to do the cause of the marifat of Allah, then you won't fall in the trap today of the deception. That unfortunately our children also going in institutions and learning. And what they are learning, all filth and dirt and losing their iman, then they come out with this idea, we don't understand the concept of Allah. The concept of Allah is as clear as daylight, much brighter than the brightest sun. He is the creator of Allah, the creator of all the sun. So Allah is ever existing. So a person realizes that, oh Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. You brought me into existence, you taking care of me, etc. And when a person realizes this, then he will know what is life all about. And what is life all about, Hazrat explains, Zindagi meri hai tera zikro lika, aur meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That my life is actually when I am engaged in your zikr, and I am engaged in, so to say, I am in your company. I have met you, like Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that when we come to the house of Allah, we coming to meet Allah. But let me think that I have been here so many minutes in my salah, did I think I was in the company of Allah? Did I meet Allah? So we come here to learn about Allah. So a person starts off with the zikr of Allah. It will start on the tongue, but the zikr regularly in the company of the friends of Allah. And we make our zikr regularly, and the concentration builds. Then a person, that zikr penetrates your heart, and it penetrates every drop of blood of yours. And then that zikr is, every minute you are worried and concerned, is Allah happy with me or not? And then a person will realize that the moment I am separated from Allah, for a slightest moment, it is like I am dead. Allahu Akbar. As another pious servant of Allah says so beautifully, apne kurb ka maza chakale e khuda, aur kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. That, oh Allah, give me the taste of your closeness, where I meet you, whether it's in my tilawat, whether it's in my salah, whether it's in my fasting, I feel your presence. And don't ever let me get involved, and don't let me fall into that I'm being distant from you. And when is a person distant from Allah Ta'ala? The moment we fall into makruhat, those things that Allah just likes, and a person falls into haram, and a person gets distant from Allah. Then his life is like a dead person, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully. You think you are living, but you're like a zombie. You got no direction of life. You say, hey, life is hard, it's difficult. It's not hard, we have just connected ourselves from Allah. And the easy way is that now a person, when you realize this, and you'll only realize it when you come in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you realize why life seems to be difficult. Tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua, meri dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. That, oh Allah, the sun is shining so bright, the beautiful 14 moon is out, but it seems like there's just darkness for me in life. A person who goes through depression, Allah save us all. But a depression in reality is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like people who forgot about Allah. When you forget about Allah, Allah makes you forget yourself. You forget you are a human being. You forget you can't see the bright sun and the bright light that is shining. And said, if you carry on in that direction, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. Our Dara Shaykh explains that don't be like a bat. A bat doesn't like to see the bright light. So a bat sits in one corner and it's, so to say, denying the bright sun. And the bat won't fly when it's light. It sits in one corner in the darkness. And only when it's dark, then it flies out. And so to say, the punishment of this bat, that he doesn't want to accept the bright light. Like today, sadly, we don't accept the existence of Allah, which is brightest, the creator of the sun. How bright is Allah Rabbul Izzat's existence? So Hazrat explained, so to say, Allah has given a punishment to that bat, that it eats and it excretes from the same place. It eats also from there and it excretes also. So when we don't do a cause in the marifat of Allah, and we love a life of the disobedience of Allah, we'll eat from the same mouth and we'll talk filth from the same mouth. We'll talk all terrible things and things of kufr. And even we won't even realize that I think I've got iman, I think I'm an alim also. But I'll be saying things that are leading us towards kufr. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand that when that is the condition, then a person, Allah Ta'ala is telling, and this is when you're treading the path of Allah, and the moment you go little off, you realize, Tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Oh Allah, how come my life has become like dark? Oh, I have moved off, I've gone on to the gravel road, oh Allah. Please forgive me. Why? Behre tufaan gham hai mukhalif hawa. Meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. Then a person realizes, oh Allah, in this ocean of gaining your love, it's like a storm. All types of the attractions and distractions are all the time. My friends are calling me towards the wrong path. Or everybody else is all passing remarks. And all this like a storm that is going and the winds are blowing against me. I want to come to your love, O Allah. But O Allah, if this ship of mine, which is going in the direction opposite, the winds are blowing opposite, and the ship of mine, if you are my pilot, then my ship will carry on and it will move. So we just have to remain firm. Use our courage. Don't worry of all the distractions. And don't worry of all the attractions of dunya. And thus we can only get strength when we come in the company of the friends of Allah. And then we will learn that life Allah has made here. There are tests and trials that will come. And Allah wants to show that who are the lovers of Allah. Despite all blockages, they will go past all that. And when a person remains firm, carries on with your zikr, try make tawbah istighfar regularly, then a person will see teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. That oh Allah, now I just seen that your sun of your rahmat has brightened up in my life. Now life has become easy. And when will that happen? When a person engages in istighfar, tawbah, and regularly, all the time, a person makes istighfar daily, makes tawbah. Then Hazrat explains that Allah Ta'ala over in the Quran Kareem, Allah mentions, Wallahu Ghafoorur Rahim, Wallahu Ghafoorul Wadood, that Allah is most forgiving. That person who has gone to the utmost limit of the disobedience of Allah, but Allah is Ghafoor, very, very forgiving. Why? Because Allah is very loving. And forgiveness, we haven't understood. Hazrat explained a beautiful example. That if a person got one ordinary small court case in this world, then see what the problem he's got. And it's postponed, and just it might be a small thing, but it's in your mind all the time. And the moment it is told to you that that charge is now off, no charges against you, how happy you feel. This is just one small thing in this dunya. The reality is myself, we have got loads of court cases in the court of Allah. All our sins, we have to account for that in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah is saying, Ghafoorur Rahim. You turn to me seek forgiveness. Make tawbah. Allah Ta'ala says, all your charges are dismissed. No charges against you anymore. How a person automatically in this world already, you'll feel light. You'll feel happy. And then together with just a person, then in the path of with the friends of Allah Ta'ala, a person will realize, I haven't reached the shore. Till I don't reach my qabr. And to reach my qabr, what do I need the most? Tera darya-e rahmat ka hai aasra. Warna akhtar hai aamal se benawa. As a person gets closer and closer to Allah, a person realizes that my actions are worthy of not acceptance. It can never be accepted in the court of Allah. Where can one subhanallah of mine be accepted? So our Dada Shaykh is teaching us that the humbleness, the tawadu that comes in the friends of Allah, that oh Allah, my aamal has got no weight in your court. It cannot be recognized. But I got great hope in your mercy. And your mercy can only, if I want to be engulfed in your mercy, O Allah, then I'll be saved and then I'll be able to pass through the ocean of the hereafter. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi kareem. Amma ba'd. The chapter on sabr and shukr. Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi, last week we had read, he had mentioned some examples. When a person is displeased, Now he will mention some ayat of the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, seek aid with sabr and salah. If love of wealth and love of fame overwhelms men and impedes the development of his iman, as it will most certainly do, he should engage in sabr and abundance of salah. For this will most assuredly fortify him against the onslaught of the nafs. The form of sabr advanced in this verse is abstention from the desires and dictates of the nafs. Just control your nafs, the desires of your nafs, and read abundance of salah. This will inshallah fill the person's iman. Another ayat of the Quran Allah says, we shall certainly test you by means of some fear, poverty, loss of wealth and life, and give glad tidings of thawab to those who adopt sabr in the face of these calamities. Regarding the perseverance and fortitude of some nations of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, they lost not courage because of the hardships which confronted them in the path of Allah. They were not weakened, nor were they awed by the enemy. Allah ta'ala loves the sabirin, those who are steadfast and have patience. Men of Allah are steadfast in the face of the enemy, and this is especially regarding jihad. Hardships and obstacles confronting them in their journey towards Allah Ta'ala do not deter them. Their gaze is focused on Allah Ta'ala, and they know that victory is theirs. Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, those who have patience, that is, have sabr in their daily activities, you will most certainly reward them for their good acts. In another ayat, Allah says, the men who have sabr and the women who have sabr, for them all Allah Ta'ala has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. All forms of sabr are included in this verse. Sabr in regard to ibadat, sabr in regard to sin, and sabr in regard to calamities are within the purview of this verse, which promises great reward and forgiveness for the sabirin. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I inform you of something by means of which Allah Ta'ala eliminates sins and elevates ranks? Performing a perfect wuzu when making wuzu is difficult to the nafs, walking much to the masjid, and anxiously awaiting for the arrival of one salah after having performed one salah. Thus elevates a person's rank and it removes the sins from a person. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wasiyah to me that I should not commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala, even if my flesh is cut up and even if I am cast into a fire. Perseverance on such occasions of oppression is a high rank of sabr. However, in cases of brutality and torture, the Quran Hakim grants permission to make a verbal declaration of even kufr, provided that the heart does not deny iman. The expression of anti-iman statements from a person under torture does not come within the Islamic definition of kufr and shirk. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once appointed Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu as commander of an army which was dispatched on an expedition by sea. In the darkness of the night, while the ship was sailing, a caller from above the ship exclaimed, O occupants of the ship, let me inform you of something which Allah Ta'ala has undertaken as his responsibility. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu answered, if you have something to tell us, then speak up. The caller called out, Allah Ta'ala has undertaken the responsibility of quenching the thirst on the day of Qiyamah of those who remain thirsty during fasting on hot days. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who struggles in the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem on account of his inability to recite properly will gain a double reward from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved deed to Allah Ta'ala is such a deed on which there is constancy, even if the deed is a little bit. Person is steadfast on the amal. It is quite evident that sabr is required in being constant in practicing a deed. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jahannam is veiled in pleasures and delights, while Jannat is veiled in difficulties and hardships. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim's sins are forgiven whenever he is overtaken by hardship and difficulty, even if it be a thorn which pricks him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.